because I want to make a difference. And smart growth is going to be one of my main issues of my campaign. I'm tired of the kind of development we've been doing, which is focusing on what I'm calling dumb growth. And that's the kind of development that adds traffic to our streets, but really doesn't serve our communities well. We have a lot of cases around the county where we're just adding traffic and we're doing big box stores and we're throwing neighborhoods in places where they shouldn't be. And we need to really move in the direction that communities want and that really foster the kind of Hillsborough County that we all need to have.
Give me some examples of a couple of things that you will focus on specifically.
Specifically, Bass Pro. The county spent $6.25 million, $6.25 million on Bass Pro, a big box retailer that would have come here anyway. They're putting them out there. They're going to cause a lot of traffic impacts, and they would have come here for free as their competitors did. Gander Mountain, Dick's Sporting Goods, both came here without any money from taxpayers to subsidize them. And all that does, it's really unfair. What it does is it causes the local businesses that have been here for a long time, they have to pay their taxes and they're subsidizing their competitors. It makes absolutely no sense in terms of development and in terms of our traffic. And we certainly shouldn't be subsidizing that kind of thing. We have to do something about our traffic. Our streets are choked with traffic. We can't just continue to ignore it. We have to deal with it. I'd like to see us be talking about some transit solutions. We're definitely underfunded. We have to do something about our roads, our bus system. And part of that will be the way we grow our communities in the future and the development decisions that we make. That will also impact the kind of jobs that we bring to this community. We need a more diverse economic picture here. We need more good paying jobs. We have lots of the basic retail jobs. We really need to change the way that we're doing things, inspire local businesses to grow here, inspire people to stay here, keep them here, but also to attract the kind of companies that will bring in a quality and a diversity of jobs.
How do you feel about your chances?
I know it's going to be a tough race. We have a very divided county that has different pictures of the way that we want to move forward in the future. But I think there's some real momentum out there. And people can see that it makes a difference. What you do makes a difference. The way you grow makes a difference. And someone making good decisions about growth and representing that voice on the commission is an important thing. So I think it's going to be tough. But there's going to be a good, clear debate about the future of Hillsborough County.